And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is on his honeymoon, so Corey Sandin is co-hosting today. Great to have Corey back in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. We're broadcasting live right here, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have a couple of great guests, Jeff Hughes and Anthony Lewis from H&H Marine. We might hear from Dan from Feed 'em Boat Club, too, during the show. So it's going to be a great action-packed show. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and having a great time and a beautiful morning. Fish are biting.
Yeah, man. Hey, Corey, welcome back. Well, you've been a while since you've co-hosted.
Nice to be here.
Ricky's been on a long stint here, but you'll be here for a couple weekends, and it's a pleasure to have you.
He's on a well-deserved honeymoon.
How about that?
Well-deserved.
Montana and right. Wyoming and stuff. Yeah, I'm sure We'll hear all about the big trout he and Dallas caught for sure. So what have you been doing, Corey? Pouring a lot of MC baits all
day. Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. The calico fishing is honestly as good as I've ever seen it. I mean,
really?
Probably since the late 80s, early 90s.
No kidding.
That long ago. And I mean, just to put it in perspective, I was talking with Jim Hughes at from the Cortez, you know, Rambo,
right.
And he's like, Corey, this is the best I've seen since the 70s.
Really?
So, I mean, just, he's been here for 50 years in the industry, and, I mean, it's incredible fishing. Just the quality, I mean, just the amount of 2 to 3 pounders.
Yeah.
I mean, sessions of 30 to 50 fish.
Nice.
You know?
Now, that water cooled off, I know, here along the coast, up and down the coast, from L.A. to San Diego. And how did that affect the
The last 2.5 weeks, where that water chilled down, the fish hadn't spawned. They were still in the outer kelp and biting. I mean, even though it was 60-degree water, 60, 62, the fish were up and biting. Instead of a 50-fish day, you'd have a 25 to 30-fish day.
Okay.
But
right.
Still,
Corey
reacting.
Would have a 25 to 30-fish day. I'd have maybe a 5-fish day.
Oh, come on. No, it's as healthy as I've seen it.
Yeah.
The bait, the small barracuda, the inshore fishery is cracking right now.
And what's the hot tip?
I think with the size of the fish, the amount of 14 to 16 inchers that are around that 2-pound fish is a 5-inch weedless. I mean,
the
it's five just
inch weedless.
You just
and the kelp is so healthy right now.
We've had fish, up to just over 6 pounds on
Whoa.
That. And sea bass, yellows. I mean, it's
nice. Yeah, you said you caught a sea bass a couple weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, right.
Nice.
Yeah,
yellow
ripping through the kelp. Yellow
yeah.
yesterday.
Yellow yesterday. Yeah,
yeah.
Good
yeah.
for you.
Good time.
All right. Well, I'll have to go try it again. Maybe I can do better than 5.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. Or I'll go with you. Show me how.
there you go.
Hey, Jeff is here. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, morning, everybody.
Great
how are
to
you?
Have you. And you brought along your head guy, Anthony. Good morning, Anthony.
Morning.
Yeah, great to have you. You want to get right close to that mic there and be friendly with it. So what's been going on at H&H Marine?
We've been full speed here ever since kind of the water opened back up and, not just family boating, but, fishing has kind of turned back on and the fish has been biting. And, I mean, we've just been full speed. We've got new Defiance boats getting rigged for customers right now. We've got repowers going on. We've just got a jammed yard with service work and got a lot of bait tank installations happening right now too. So, I mean, 'tis the season, so just work is just piling up.
With that inshore fishery and then the tuna as close as 20 miles. I mean, that's got to be
Oh yeah, I mean everybody wants to go, everyone wants to get out there and we're just seeing a lot of service work. We're seeing a lot of, folks that are, finally now trying to upgrade to those new bait tank systems to go out and get those tuna. Just been real good.
Yeah. So so you're doing kind of the full service on Yamaha outboard sales and service.
Yep.
As well as bait tank installation and then selling new boats, selling new Defiance boats.
That's right. So we've got two new Defiances. We got a 27 that's being rigged for a customer, and we've got a one of the brand new Yellowtails we were talking about the last time we were here, and that just arrived. We got to do some electronics installations for that customer.
So describe that boat. That's kind of a cool boat for the Southern California market.
Definitely. So Defiance years ago used to make the 19 Yellowtail, and then it went away for a little bit. Not sure why, but the demand was there for it. The requests were there for it, and so what Defiance did was they actually on their Arima boat line. They took their Sea Chaser model and they
very popular.
They crafted a just a mini little pilot house and they've kind of conformed that to the bottom mold and built this really pretty sweet great fishing cockpit platform on this little 19 footer. You can get out there and probably comfortably fish two, three guys. It's just a sweet little rig. Anthony's been out test driving them a little bit and got some great footage of how the thing handles and runs real well, and it's an excellent priced boat for somebody looking to get into the market and maybe starter boat, but good starter fishing boat with a good hull. You can get one pretty outfitted for around $50,000.
Wow.
And Defiance is a cool story. I mean, it's a Bo we've known for years, but he has it up in the Northwest and they're built for weather. I mean, they're it's not a bay boat built in Florida that's made for, you know, 6-inch of wind chop.
It certainly is not. You're right. They design it for big Pacific Northwest water and the weather, and it handles it great. We've taken our 25 Admiral out in some pretty serious snot just to kind of give it a test run, and we're really impressed with how it held up.
That's awesome.
Ride was great. Didn't even know I went on a boat ride the next day.
No kidding. Yeah. So Anthony, so you kind of handle a lot of the sales at H&H Marine for. So if I walked into H&H Marine today and I say I want a boat, when am I going to get it?
Right now, Defiance is, with all their build times, the earliest you'd see a boat is probably October, November.
Wow. At the earliest. If you wanted a custom boat.
If you wanted a custom boat. We've got 6 boats on order right now.
Okay.
That we would expect to see pre-sold before then. So if you're on the fence about getting a boat, start early, start soon, go through the process, and maybe get your boat this year.
So you have pre-ordered boats that you anticipate selling, which, of course, in this market, the way things are going.
Exactly.
So you actually could get a boat, and those boats would come in when?
We were told mid-October, and those times fluctuate kind of either way, but the Defiance, they're pretty good about their dates.
Yeah. Now, do you guys carry used boats, too? Do you get some trade-ins and stuff like that?
Yeah, we get trade-ins. We sold probably 2 or 3 trade-ins over the last, couple months. Most of our boat sales are just the brand new boats.
Yeah. Now, what about Yamaha outboards, Jeff? I mean, if somebody wants to repower, how is the availability on Yamaha outboards?
Availability is a little touch and go right now. Similar to a lot of the manufacturers out there, supply lines have really been kind of chopped up and damaged and slowed down a little bit. So right now, if you were looking to get something smaller, we're probably looking at maybe September, maybe October, depending on...
When you say smaller, that means?
40, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, in that kind of mid-horsepower range. Availability is a little tough. The bigger stuff is available, so we can get our hands on V6s, and we can get our hands on some inline 200s and stuff like that. So in times past, it's been role reversed where the big stuff was hard to get and the little stuff was readily available, but times have kind of 180 on us right now. So.
Yeah, for sure.
But, if you were looking for a big horsepower repower, now is the time. And like Anthony said, he made a great point, with the lead times going and stuff like that, the folks that are looking for new boats, no matter who you're talking to, the market is just that right now, that if you know in 2 or 3 months that you're going to want a boat, now's the time to make the decision, because the lead up is going to be there, and then you want to have the product once you make your decision, not have to wait another 4 or 5 months.
Right.
Because
now what about bait tanks and accessories and stuff like that? Are those readily available? Are you able to get product?
The bait tanks have been good. I mean, we work with Blue Water, so Randy up in Costa Mesa.
Randy,
I mean,
he stays.
Something custom would be about a month, this time, but average wait time once we place an order is 2 or 3 weeks to get the product.
Nice.
And we're doing 2 75-gallon tank installations right now.
Wow.
So those were both custom tank orders. We typically don't stock stuff that big. I'm down to 1 48-gallon in stock. But we've just done, we've done 3 bait tanks in the last month or so. So
there's some tricks to installing bait tanks, right? I mean, you've got to know what you're doing.
It's creative.
Yeah, it's creative. Yeah. To get it right.
I mean, just to get it in sometimes.
Yeah.
But yes, to get it right, you got to make sure that you've got, clean water pickups, and you've got, calculations to make sure the flow is going to be right. And, figuring out how you're going to lay the plumbing, could take half a day just to kind of route it all out even before you start drilling holes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you definitely want to route the plumbing and drill the holes correctly, right?
That's right. Measure 7 times and drill the holes once.
When you're drilling through a hole.
That's why they go to you.
Yeah, that's
right. For sure. Well, it's fun and it's kind of a crazy time right now, but it's so great to see booming boat sales in Southern California. People have realized that having your own boat, Corey,
it's
such a great thing to have.
The coolest thing I'll tell you is we went through a meat shortage. I mean, you couldn't buy pork or beef, and that was a couple months worth of, delay, right? I mean, you were kind of like, man, our freezer's low, and we can go right out here. We're harvesting yellowfin and bluefin. We can get a boat from you, Jeff, and harvest how many pounds worth of, whether you're sharing it with your immediate family, your neighbor, or whether you're putting it in the freezer to save for a rainy day.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
It's true. And I think that, you know, so many of our customers just love, you know, that element of it, like cooking. There's so much cool stuff that goes on you know, our Instagram followers, and you know, everyone's kind of posting up their sashimi and all the cool deals and dishes that they make, and so it is definitely a fun element that goes along with, you know, the thrill of catching the fish and everything else that goes in it. But you make a good point, and you know, with that meat shortage, but with the shortage of everything else, I think that's directly contributing to why the boat sales are so good right now. Is, you know, if you've got family and you're used to taking them to the ball game a couple times a year, and you're going on two or three, like, you know, vacations here, there, and everywhere. I mean, a lot of those other outlets just aren't there right now.
And you always have a boat in your backyard that you can go, or in the water or whatever, that you can go recreate in with your family and friends. That's the cool thing about it. Now, you also work closely with Dan at Freedom Boat Club. I know you do a lot of the work with them, and and Dan's involved with you guys. So Freedom Boat Club has a lot of boats that you service and take care of. So if somebody's a member of Freedom Boat Club, they're assured that those boats are taken care of by H&H Marine.
100%. Yep. And so a lot of the boats that they wind up selling do come, you know, to us, and all the major services are, you know, handled by us, and anything that's not routine maintenance, you know, comes through H&H's doors to make sure that it's, you know, put back together and, you know, on the water properly and safely for the Freedom members, and then anybody else that might be looking to take advantage of the boats, you know, after the fact in the used boat market as well.
And Anthony, Dan was supposed to be here today, but he's opening a new Ventura location, right?
That's right. So they opened a new Freedom Boat Club in Ventura, that three or four boats, I think, up there right now. And he just, I think he goes up once a month just to kind of keep an eye on things. And so this was his weekend, so he's
this weekend to get up there and keep an eye on things. Well, we're going to miss Dan, but hopefully maybe he'll call in during the show and talk about Freedom Boat Club. And they've been busy.
They have. I mean, they've been growing. I think they have a second location now in the Big Bay. So that's three San Diego locations and a Ventura location. So, they're cranking.
Three locations in San Diego. They have the Big Bay, they have the one right there at Dana Landing, and then where's the third?
Marina Cortez.
They
just opened Marina Cortez.
Okay, and then they have another one now that they opened in San Diego Bay somewhere.
Well, the Marina Cortez. So they've two. They have one location at Cabrillo, now one at Marina Cortez.
Oh, at Cabrillo. Okay.
And then Dana Landing.
Gotcha. Wow.
Because they just need slips.
Big time. Yeah, it's good. Well, good for them. Well, and it's a great club and a great concept. The whole thing is
And I know the people that use are totally stoked.
You
pay your due, pay your monthly, and you literally get on a boat and blood, whatever it is, you hop off and
they take care of everything. Yeah. And
no better deal.
Jeff and Anthony take care of the maintenance.
Right.
How much better could that be, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, as you hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Wealth of knowledge here, talking boats and bait tanks and engines and of course we can talk calico bass with Corey too.
Oh, are you kidding me? Bring it on.
Yeah.
And we got the next 2 hours to do it. And if you want to join us, the number here at 833-288-0973. We've got Jeff and Anthony in here for the next 2 hours. Not only that, but we're going to be giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty. No better deal than to go out fishing with Taro, you know?
Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's crazy. Those yellowfin locally are up to 50 pounds.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Really nice fish.
Really nice fish. So give us a shout again, 833-288-0973. We're going to be right back on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the Launch Ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Cedros Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool, fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands, and the Baja Coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal-style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network, and definitely good time.
Yeah, Jeff and Anthony here from H&H Marine, and having phone banks are packed up. They are full. So, Corey, let's go ahead and jump into it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Don. Don Cohn from Woodland Hills. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Don.
Thanks for getting us started, Don.
You're quite welcome. Hey, thanks for taking my call this morning. For the Defiance team, my question is, what are some of the usual modifications that SoCal anglers ask for on boats that are coming in? And I believe that your boats come in from the East Coast. Is that correct?
They're built in Bremerton, Washington.
They're West Coast boats.
Yeah, no, it's all good. So they do come down from Washington, and I honestly would say that a lot of the modifications would be actually removing some of the safety stuff that they do in the Pacific Northwest and bring it down here. Some of the staple things that are attractive to folks are the railings in the front are nice and high. It's easy to move kind of around the pilot house. And then, you know, bait tanks, obviously, they do factory installs on a split 115 for the larger boats. And you can get, you know, 48 and 50-gallon options on the smaller stuff. But that kind of is also personal preference. So you can either order your bait tank stock from the factory or, you know, since we do, you know, installs with Blue Water, you can, you know, put that on later after the fact. They won't do a larger tank. You know, I know some guys do want a lot of bait, so we haven't done it quite yet. We have put
what's an average size tank?
You know, you would think that a 48-gallon tank would be about standard on a 22.
Is that about a scoop and a half, two-scoop tank?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, 48 gallons. And that's like on a boat from, what, 18 to 25 feet? Or
it all depends on the space you have, but the nice thing about the pilot house is you know, you've got plenty of cockpit space to put that tank in. On some of the center consoles, it gets a little bit more challenging. But not to get away from your question, it's mostly just the bait tanks and the railings and that sort of stuff. Extra rod holders, you know, really that type of thing.
And you think about it, Jeff, nowhere else really is bait. I mean, bait's a huge thing everywhere, right? But there's nowhere else in the world. You know, there is nowhere on the East Coast, there's nowhere on the West Coast where you can pull up and buy two or three scoops of bait.
Yeah. Right.
There really isn't.
No. All of the boats that are built in the, you know, from Carolina down, you know, they all come with some maybe transom live well or some kind of prefabbed
and
underneath the
seat or
something.
And can I just say that I don't care what boat they're on, they suck.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole live well thing,
they're not built to carry much bait.
No, they're made to carry 12 pieces of bait
and
30 gallons. And
we've sold tanks to folks in Connecticut. I mean, like,
absolutely.
They figure it out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy came in on vacation and he bought a 65-gallon tank and we shipped him all the stuff to install it and stuff, you know, so.
So, Anthony, when somebody installs a tank, how important is it to get the right bait pump and the right flow on that?
It's super important. We install throttle valves on all of our bait tank installs.
A throttle valve, what is that?
Yeah, throttle valve. So the normal fill rate on a bait tank should be probably around 6 to 7 minutes.
Okay.
A lot of things go into making that calculation, whether it's the total run, the bait tank size, the pump size, the hose size. So we spend, like Jeff was, you know, saying earlier, we'll spend 4 or 5 hours just planning to make sure that, for one, we get it right and we don't have to start patching or filling holes.
Right.
But super, super important. And we install that throttle valve because if, you know, it's filling too fast, sometimes the refresh rate of the water, you can take the flow down. Some bait, you know, you might not want to have that refresh rate so fast, depending on how big the bait is. So there's a lot of stuff that goes. It's not just drilling holes, which we love to do.
And the tanks you're using, and like Mark Wish's tanks, you don't understand what goes into it. I mean, you do, but there's a huge thing, right? So when you have the intake, and like on the East Coast, the live, you know, the whole quote-unquote live well thing, it's coming in one stream and beating water in and literally scaling. It's like sandpaper on the bait, right?
Yep.
So when you're talking about the bait tanks you have and Mark Wish's, you have to understand that is diffused. The water is coming in a large area and not in a small stream. And when it's exiting, it's picking up from the bottom and taking the scales and all the debris out, and it's keeping it clean so that everything's swimming in a perfect circle and not through a skinny stream of water getting sanded down. It's super, super important. It really is.
It is. I'm smiling because there are so many folks that have those live wells and those challenges.
You know,
get lots of calls on
right.
that. Any way to, you know, I've seen a lot of stuff. People get Gatorade bottles that have been manufactured in there with slits and holes so that it'll force the water, and, you know, a bunch of kind of homemade Home Depot tricks that people have just done to do that. Try to dissipate that water so it's not just blasting
your fish.
Yeah,
I don't know the right word. Diffuse is probably the right word.
Diffuse is a great word.
But the intake for what, I mean, just to understand it's more like a top to bottom coming in instead of in a one area, you know?
Yep. So, it comes in through the intake port and then just flows, and as the pressure allows, you know, the circulation, depending on, like Anthony was saying, the speed of the water coming in, there's, you know, you got holes from the bottom to the top, and it just kind of pours out based on that pressure level at a nice, easy stream and just kind of naturally circulates.
I mean, and that's the thing, too, is that the circulation.
It's huge.
Because you need to get that bait circling in the tank. And what happens is if you don't have the proper flow, that stuff will sit in the corner and bump their noses in the corner and be dead in no time. And that's what happens a lot with those.
In a live well.
In the live well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, if you want to keep 8 or 10 mackerel alive, you're going to be fine.
You're fine for a little while.
Yeah. Hey, I fished bait for 12 years.
Yeah.
You know,
you got to have the flow.
You really do.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And I just wanted to bring importance to the bait tanks he's carrying. I mean, they're huge. Yeah. And Mark wishes.
They're designed exactly for Southern California.
It's a real deal.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Don, thanks for getting us started.
Thanks
a lot for the
Have
phone
a great
call
day.
This morning. All right.
You Absolutely. Too. All right, let's jump back into it. Talk to Doug. Doug, calling from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning. I was just worried about the flat fall. How do you affect the officials' things anyway?
The flat fall, you know, you just basically tie it on and drop it down, and they get bit on the sink 95% of the time. And, Corey, have you fished flat fall much?
No, but structure spoons for bass, you know. I mean, I'm not,
same
you know,
kind of
obviously,
thing.
You know, an offshore guy. Yeah, and it's honestly, even for bass, it's 99% on the sink.
On the sink, yeah. So what happens you're fishing in deep water. If it stops, you basically put it in gear and wind because you're probably on because it's not going to hit the bottom. But basically, a lot of guys, the way I like to fish it is I like to kind of bump it down. So you're dropping it down, and you kind of put your thumb on the spool and stop it, and then let it go again, then stop it, let it go. Stop and go thing kind of makes it more erratic. That whole motion makes it more erratic and will help get the bite for you.
And even on the wind.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, sometimes they eat them on the wind, too. And lately, it seems like those smaller flat falls have been getting bit on that smaller grade tuna, the 130s, the 160s. You know, for a long time, at night and early in the morning, that 200, the 250 gram, the glow-in-the-dark. And those are still effective for the bigger tuna. But try that 130 gram. That might surprise you for sure. And fun way to get a bite.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And that does free up a toll-free line at 833-288-0973. You want to get through, talk to Jeff, talk to Anthony. Have a chance to win a trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Go fishing with Taro and the boys.
Man, the fishing on the San Diego and the Liberty has been absolutely incredible.
Fantastic.
I mean, a little downturn the last day, you know, but that'll rebound. It's like post-moon or whatever.
Exactly, fish are just kind of changed direction.
Yeah, some of those fish counts are incredible, and they're not peanuts.
No, there's a lot of big fish out there, no doubt about it. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Enrique. Enrique calling from Fontana. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Enrique.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Great.
Just wanted to share a little fish report with you guys. I caught a tagged tuna on the Old Glory, and I just got the information back. So I caught him on Tuesday, August 4th, and I got the info back, and he was tagged on the exact same day in 2019 at 7.8 inches, and when we caught him, he was 27 and a half inches. So in 1 year, he grew that much, and ended up all the way in San Diego.
Was it a bluefin or yellowfin?
It was a bluefin.
A bluefin. Wow.
Oh, cool.
So how much did he weigh?
He was like almost 15 pounds.
Wow.
Interesting. And then where was he? Where was the fish originally caught?
He was tagged in southern Japan.
That's incredible.
In southern Japan.
Southern Japan, and then caught here off San Diego exactly a year later.
1 year later. How interesting.
Yeah. That's incredible stuff.
Over tripled in size.
That's some pretty neat stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And where did you see that tag, Enrique?
It was on the top of the fish. It was just like an orange spaghetti tag.
Pretty
like
obvious.
Back, dorsal fin. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was covered in like sea like gunk. We didn't see it until after we were taking pictures.
And then, hey, what's that? And it had a phone number on it. You called the phone number and sent it in.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't think we've heard of too many of these.
No, not very many at all. But there must be a lot of them around there. But that's interesting, crossing the ocean from Japan to Southern California. How about that?
Yeah, cool stuff, Enrique. Thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah, thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much, Enrique. Good information, and glad to see that fish is traveling over here.
You know, and just to know in a year's time, it grew, 14 pounds?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Cliff. Cliff calling from Lakewood. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Cliff.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great. Awesome.
Hey, I was wondering, do you guys still, I'm finding a problem having my Yamaha 2001 HPDI two-stroke 200 trying to get service on it. not to maybe able to do a service on two strokes anymore. And the only time I got to get one shop says end of September, and on other places it's the same deal. Are you guys any sooner on that, or do you guys still service two strokes?
We do. Unfortunately, the time frame is the same for us. We're probably the third week of September right now.
Really? If you want service on your boat?
Yep.
Wow.
Wow. So what you can do if you'd like to, you know, get on the schedule is, you know, give us a call. We'll be open in a couple of hours. Our phone number is 619-381-8480. And we'll just see about the next availability for you there, Cliff. And we are still working on two strokes. You know, in the height of the summer, there are stuff that we will turn away from. But, you know, HPDIs and we'll still work with the Yamaha stuff.
And Jeff, there's probably no better time to upgrade to a four-stroke. I mean, you can definitely tell, Cliff, when a boat of a two-stroke nature fires up at the launch ramp. I mean, it's night and day, and
you
if
can
you
smell
ever,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, exactly. And if you ever want to fish in peace, and you know, you can. When I say in peace, you don't have a smoke cloud coming up behind you, right? And to get on the spots and leave your outboard running, there's a huge difference in a four-stroke. I mean, it's probably a good time to jump into it, huh?
I mean, it would be. Obviously, I can't. You know, we're not trying to hard sell you there, Cliff. I appreciate the sentiment, though, Corey.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, there are less and less two-strokes, and with the emission stuff happening, and the other thing too is it is starting to get more challenging to find some parts for those HPDIs, and that has been a challenge we've seen over the last couple of years.
Fuel economy too. I mean, honestly, I'm fishing a 6 to 8 hour day between La Jolla and Point Loma, and on average, Cliff, I'm using 4 gallons of gas on a 150 Yamaha. So. Like, just think of the savings and think of everything that comes with it, you know?
Sure.
And 4 gallons of gas on a 150.
Now, in defense of Cliff, that HPDI was a great motor when Yamaha came out with it, and still is a great motor. I mean, they did a great, really good job with it.
100%,
that.
But, I mean, just, it is, you'll find that a lot of shops are starting to just, they're just too busy, and unfortunately, you know, they are great motors, and Cliff still might be a great motor, but they do create headaches for
more maintenance issues
for folks, and it's just harder to get stuff. There's just more stuff that can break, and the availability, the parts are just being created less. I mean, the supply just isn't there as much. So,
you know what? I'll tell you too. On my 150 Yamaha, I've had it for 14 years. I have done literally hardly anything to it at all. That is of a high maintenance, high money nature. You know what I'm saying? I've done nothing to it for 14 years, Cliff. And if you ever do decide to jump in to the four-stroke world, you'll be very, very happy you did.
Hey, Cliff, yeah, but give them a call. Get on the schedule if you want that service, and they will do it at HH Marine. That's good news. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, right, no problem at all, Cliff. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. We have Corey Sannon here, and let's talk about Tranks. Calico fishing for Tranks. It's a game changer.
It is. I've been using a 200 and 50-pound Power Pro and with a 40-pound leader, and yesterday, hey, bycatch of a nice yellowtail to bring home for dinner. You kidding me?
Yeah. That
200 Tranks.
Yeah, 200 Tranks, and you had no problem turning the handle on that.
Not at all.
And the castability of those Tranks, too.
They're super
so
smooth.
So great.
I have a couple other brands of reels, and I pick up the Tranks, and it's just like night and day. The thing's 2 years old and feels like it's brand new.
I just rigged up a Tranks 400 for my Colt Sniper rig for the tuna, and that has the power. You hook a 50-pound tuna, you can landed on a Tranks 400.
Yeah, I believe
it. Filled it with that Max Quattro Power Pro. Can't be beat. Check it out. The Tranks reel, multiple sizes available at your local Shimano dealer.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Your smart speaker can't fold your laundry.
Oh, what is that smell?
Or fill in for you at the dentist. But it can stream San Diego's best sports talk on radio.com.
Super duper. That's nice.
Just say, play 97.3 The Fan.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and man, we're having a fun time talking boats with Jeff and Anthony, but man, the fishing too, Pete.
Yeah, good fishing and a lot of tuna around, a lot of yellowtail on the patties. We had a nice trip on Monday where we had a couple patties holding yellows on field research that were just fantastic. And the amount of tuna out there, unbelievable.
Close to home?
Just, I mean, so close, 22 yeah. miles from home, yeah. And you just see acres. A lot of tuna that doesn't want to bite, but if you play the right tricks and do the right things,
you can get it done.
You can coerce them to bite. And nice grade. We had 55-pound yellowfin 22 miles
that's
from home.
That's a good-sized tuna.
That's a good-sized tuna. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times we get the yellowfin.
Size.
Right. We get the yellowfin up here. A lot of times they're half that size.
Yeah.
You know? And you might get a 30, 40-pounder or, you know, up to 50, but not. There's a lot of them out there right now. You fish with Mariani and Ron.
Yeah. And Sea Samurai, Kevin Nakata. Yeah. What an amazing angler Kevin Nakata is.
Yeah,
That guy is unbelievable.
Sharp.
He's sharp. He knows the tricks. He was fishing with a spinning reel and out fishing everybody on
Come
the spinning
on.
Reel. I'm telling you.
Rick's not going to want to hear
and
that.
Let me tell you why. It's all about free spool right now. Getting a bait to look totally natural in the water, and smaller hooks and lighter line. Of course, we were getting bit on 40, so the Seaguar Gold Label 40. It was more about the presentation of the bait and getting a good free spool. So, like a Trinidad, I was fishing Trinidad 20, but Kevin was fishing a spinning reel, and he'd get a good cast out on the spots, and then that spinning reel free spools really well, and getting the bite that way.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so. But he's an amazing angler. He was a pleasure to fish with and just such a great guy,
That's
too.
That's awesome.
He'll be on the show here in a couple of weeks, so we're looking forward to
having him
on the show for sure. Well, in the meantime, you want to get through, talk to the guys from H&H Marine, Jeff and Anthony, 833-288-0973, giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Mark. Mark calling from Santee. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Great.
Awesome. I got a question. How often do you do maintenance on those boats from Freedom?
On the Freedom Boat Club, how often do they perform the maintenance, Jeff, or have to get it to you for some kind of a major maintenance?
So they do their own internal maintenance for regular oil change and service, stuff like that. We don't typically get involved until major milestones, timing belts, valve checks, or just, you know, unusual fuel-related problems or runability issues that is just kind of exceeding the internal maintenance catalog. So I don't know, you know, their maintenance. It's pretty, you know, pretty standard as far as oil changes, gear oil, water pumps, that sort of stuff. But, you know, we see the boats at every 500,000 hour marks to do and check kind of the heavier duty stuff, if that makes sense.
But here's the crazy thing, Mark. If you are a member, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
You just jump on the boat and it's done.
Yeah, it's taken care of. And speaking of maintenance, it's important for any outboard to keep the maintenance up, right? Like when that thing says you need to maintain, how much time do you have? Like, well, like you guys are backed up till September. I mean, all of a sudden the boat, the light comes on, says you need maintenance, and you, oh, geez, I can't get in for another month. Is that a problem, Anthony?
We try and keep our schedule open enough to allow people that, hey, my maintenance light just went off, I need service.
Yeah.
Realistically, you could probably go, you know, 10, 20 hours is a good comfortable area where you'd want to sit. 50 hours is probably way too much.
Okay.
But during these busy times, we try and schedule one or two services to come into the shop per day. That's what we're producing right now.
So you can still pull that off, oil change, lower unit oil change.
Those are
important.
Yeah, we try and make the schedule work for us around these, you know, pretty you know, heavy times.
Yeah.
But you definitely don't want to get into the 150, you know, 200 hours between oil changes. Obviously, the maintenance schedule for an outboard is every 100 hours or once a year, whatever comes first. Some people tend to forget about the once a year part.
Yeah.
That is really important, whether it's the beginning or the end of the season.
Gotcha.
But getting back to the Freedom Boat Club question, they usually will get in anywhere from around 100 to like 130, 140 hours, but they use full synthetic oil. The guys check the oil all the time, but they are regularly maintenance.
All right. Good deal. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You mentioned synthetic oil. Does that give you more time?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's a time. It gives you any more time. You should still do the service at 100 hours or once a year. But because a lot of people run their engines, you know, not super aggressive, but, you know, wide open throttle, fully loaded of gear, fully loaded of people, fully loaded of fish, those engines tend to stress out a little bit more over time. So upgrading to a full synthetic will just, you know, it'll allow you to keep that engine running at peak performance, so you don't have to worry about anything at 1,000 hours, 1,500 hours, 2,000 hours.
Why wouldn't you go with full synthetic?
We try and get as many people to switch to full synthetic as possible. Sometimes it comes down to price, but full synthetics are created, you know, they're scientifically engineered to run harder, run longer, run, you know, better, with all those properties that they have.
And what's the difference in cost when you're talking about just regular, say, 10W40 and versus synthetic?
You're probably talking around anywhere 20 to 30% more for a full synthetic.
Which isn't bad.
It's not bad, but some of the bigger engines take 7, eight quarts. So yes, that can add up. But over the life, you know, if you have the opportunity to switch to the full synthetic, whether it's made by Yamalube or some other marine specific, obviously you don't want to run a car, go to Napa, buy a full synthetic, you know, whatever. You want to make sure it's a marine oil.
Yeah.
Those oils over time. I come from fleet maintenance, so I've seen engines that have 3,000 hours all the time, and they still have 190 psi compression in every cylinder.
By using the synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, by spending 20, 30% more and extending the life, you care about your machinery and what's carrying you out to the tuna grounds. I mean, wouldn't you do it? You
Heck
know?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, for the long run. You got to look at the down the future, right? And those major maintenance issues are not cheap, for sure.
That's great.
And so in the long run, it could save you some money. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. 833-288-0973. Open right now.
Giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty. I know Jason in Vista wants a chance at his Liberty trip. How you doing, Jason? Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning. Hey, I know you guys got a couple of really cool guests in there giving out a lot of good information, but I kind of wanted to pick Corey's brain about some of the setups he's been using out getting those calicos as far as line size, composition, and I know you're using swim baits, but we like to throw live bait at them. What's your recommendation?
You know, the live bait thing is cool, and that's what I did a lot in the late 80s, early 90s, and doing the swim bait thing. You're kind of replicating a live bait running through the kelp and drawing that reaction bite. So by every cast, with I'm using a 5-inch weedless, and right now, I mean, I used to use a lot of the 7 and bigger to go for the trophy 4, 5, you know, 7, 8 pound fish, but Yeah, every trip we're catching 4 and 5 pounders and up to over 6 pounds on that 5-inch, and it's just it's an incredible fish right now, Jason. Like we were talking about earlier, there are so many like 13 to 16, 17 inch fish, like up to 2 to 3 pound on average. It's a beautiful thing, and it's that. I mean, it's you can hear I'm glowing about it, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But, 50-pound braid and a 40-pound leader. And I'm using the 40-pound leader because a few weeks ago I had a decent sea bass to bring home for dinner. Had a yellowtail
22-pounder.
Right, exactly,
yeah.
Right? So
nice.
Like a total manageable, catchable fish. You know, and that's in the thick of the kelp. And you just never know what you're going to catch.
Yeah.
You know?
So if he's going to use live bait, does he want to put the anchor down?
Well, there's a way to do it, like our saltwater guide, right?
Okay.
He'll anchor up, and just like a sport boat, you know, you get him chummed up on the corner and get him coming. But really the fun way for me to do it, Jason, is to cover ground, cover water, look for that reactionary fish. With bait yourself, you can get a scoop of bait. You can drift through the kelp. I like a little bit of wind. You know, 5 to 7. Even when it gets up to 12, it's okay. Just leave your outboard down and drag it through the kelp. It'll slow you up. Just pothole it. You know, take your sardine and I had a guy. I'll tell you, Ronnie. Ronnie in the early 90s, I worked on the bait receiver. Actually, the late 80s, and he would come pick me up. Ronnie's still around. I see him at the shows. He's part of the San Diego Anglers. I would save all the big bait. At that time, we had all little anchovy, little 2-3-inch anchovies.
Yeah.
And I would save all the queen fish and all the brown bait. He would come out and pick me up at noontime when I got off. We would load up the 1 or 2 scoops of big bait, and we were doing exactly what I'm telling you, Jason. We'd drift through the kelp and pothole those bigger baits in the thick of the kelp, and the 4 to 6 pound fish just can't
really.
It can't handle it.
So
yeah.
Drifting.
Yeah,
right
that's that.
And just throwing the live bait in the little holes of the kelp.
That,
kelp's thick, though. Let's talk about current for a second.
Yeah.
How important is current when you're fishing calico?
So current is important, and like anchoring up and bringing them out of the kelp is an important thing because you want to anchor up outside of the kelp with the current going down into the kelp and bringing the fish out. That's important. But you can still make it happen with your own boat, with a private boat. The sport boat with 60 people can't pull up and make a count with no current.
Right.
But on your own boat, you can drift through the kelp and make things happen with minimal to no current. You can still make it happen.
Still make it happen.
But having current is really a key ingredient to having it dummy style, to where the fish just want to bite.
Very good.
Yeah. A lot of fun, Jason. Let us know how you do.
All right, thanks a lot for the phone call. Hope that answered your question.
Yeah, I get fired up, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I'm not joking. The fishery is as good as I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's great to see.
Bring it on.
Sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Rich. Rich calling from Bradley. Good morning, and welcome to the show this morning, Rich.
Hi, guys. I'm up on the Central Coast, and I fish out of Morro Bay and Avalon, and they don't have a live bait operation, so when we're out on a little skiff, which doesn't have a whole lot of room, and we kind of pick our days, we're using a sabiki rig to pick up some larger pieces of bait, like mackerel, herring, tomcod, and stuff like that, and to keep them alive, we're using an ice chest that's basically been jerry-rigged into a bait tank, and I'm hoping for maybe a recommendation on something better than those little D-cell air pumps that they sell at Walmart and Kmart and something like that, something I can hook up to a 12-volt battery that'll actually put out a little bit more air. You know, we're usually only keeping maybe a dozen or so pieces of bait when we head out looking for those bigger models of the lingcod and halibut and stuff like that, and maybe you can give me a little insight and maybe some sources
so you're using
to
an
check into
right
for a better
pump,
better aeration system.
Yeah,
you know, aeration is one thing, Rich. Like you do want, you know, you want to have air in there, right? But the flow is important, and like we were talking about earlier, you have to have a flow to give them direction, so they're swimming in an oval or in a circular motion to keep their noses from getting into the corner. And that's why it's so important to have one of the tanks that Jeff is installing. Right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, I mean, great job with the cooler. I mean, I'm sure it's
working.
It's serviceable.
With a dozen pieces, you're probably making it work fine.
100%. It's challenging to give you a little bit of guidance because I don't know what the setup is, and obviously we don't really know how to adapt it to improve it. You could try, a different pump with slightly more flow, and then put that throttle valve in like we do, so it's not too much for the fish.
And I think they do make a battery powered. Intake outtake little pump that'll circulate the water for you instead of an aerator, because the aerator is just going to put air and bubble it up like a fish tank,
which really doesn't do a lot.
No, but with a dozen pieces, I mean, it sounds like you're making it work.
Yeah, well, and the other thing too is they do make transom mounted bait pumps where you can actually attach, rather than drill a hole in your boat, you could transom mount. They're not the greatest, right? But they're maybe adequate for that situation where you just get some flow into there with some fresh water. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, you could also try maybe a bait bag. It all depends on what the run is like. Using the sabiki to get the bait, and then are you running a long way before you're actually attempting to use the bait to catch the fish?
Yeah.
If it's just like a trolling situation or a drifting situation, yeah, a bait bag might work.
But realistically, to buy, like, they make great plastic tanks,
Sure.
To buy, even you could find used sometimes. It's better to just get something designed to hold bait. It's just going to be that much better.
That won't take up any more room than the cooler.
It won't take any more room up, and it just...
That's a great suggestion. Depending on the size of the cooler, you could go to your local West Marine and try to find something plastic that's 14 or 18 gallons that at least has the nature of an actual tank. It's designed to have, the intake and the drain and the overflow when it gets that full. That plenty of folks... make completely removable as well.
Absolutely.
Based on space.
Pull
on the
it
deck.
In and out. Yeah. I've had boats in the past where I had a removable. I remember there was a company called Kodiak. I don't know if they're still in business or not. They used to make plastic bait tanks, and they were good bait tanks, and you just take it on and off the boat as needed,
and those were good. They had a diffused intake
and
a pickup from the bottom. And
exactly. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, we're having a lot of fun. We're going to be right back with Jeff and Anthony on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Haugany body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.